Have you ever wondered what sets highly resilient people apart? How do they bounce back from setbacks and maintain their faith through life's storms? What if I told you that becoming more resilient not only strengthens your faith, but also improves your financial well-being? Well, stay tuned to discover the transformative habits you can start implementing today to become more resilient.
Welcome to the Ask Ralph podcast. We're listening to an experienced financial professional with over 30 years of experience can help you make sense of confusing questions, current headlines, and industry trends about taxes, small business, financial decision-making, investment strategies, and even the art of proper budgeting. Ask Ralph makes the complex simple by sharing his real-world knowledge from a Christian perspective with all things financial. Now here's your host, Ralph Estep Jr.
Welcome to our Motivational Monday show. I am so glad you chose to join us. I just want to thank you, the listener, for supporting the program. I can feel the strength of this program growing as we're reaching more and more people. I'm coming to you from the Estep Farm and the Saggio Accounting Studio. So as I always say, let me put on my podcaster hat and put down those overalls. And let's push that adding machine to the side. And let's get in some financial wisdom from a Christian perspective. Today, we're diving into the habits of highly resilient people and how you can cultivate these traits in your own life. Yes, I'm speaking to you directly. Don't forget to subscribe to our show and join our email list. You do that at AskRalphPodcast.com because you don't want to miss tomorrow's show. As you know, tomorrow is Technology Tuesday, and we're going to discuss the most useful Siri shortcuts. Our guiding scripture today comes from James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, and it says this. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Wow, that's a powerful verse. This powerful verse reminds us that challenges are opportunities for growth, and that developing resilience is an integral part of our spiritual journey. And yes, it's a journey. It's not a destination. It is truly a journey. So what exactly am I talking about when I mention resilience? Well, here's what it is, folks. It's the ability to adapt and recover from adversity, to bounce back stronger than before. This is something we all need to embrace. Highly resilient people aren't immune to hardship. In fact, my personal view, I think highly resilient people actually seem to have more hardship, but they've developed habits that enable them to weather any storm. If you're anything like me, I bet you feel like it's been one storm after another with no end in sight. So let's talk about some habits we can take to become more resilient and weather the storms which we have before us. And boy, my friends, we have some storms coming our way. The first habit of highly resilient people is cultivating a growth mindset. Now, you might ask, Ralph, what in the world is a growth mindset? Here's what it is. They view challenges as opportunities to learn and to improve rather than as these insurmountable obstacles. When faced with a financial setback like an unexpected expense or a job loss, they don't wallow in self-pity. You're never going to get anywhere if you do that. Instead, they assess the situation. They learn from any mistakes they may have made. And here's the brilliant part. They create a plan to move forward. Without action, you're never going to get around this. This reminds me of a time early in my marriage. My wife and I were facing a significant financial hurdle. We could have just given up, thrown our hands in the air, but instead we chose to view it as a chance to strengthen our communication. We viewed it as a chance to strengthen our budgeting skills, but more importantly, we viewed it as a chance to strengthen our faith. By adopting a growth mindset, we not only overcame that challenge, but also laid a foundation for future financial resilience. And we all need to be resilient. The second habit is practicing gratitude. If you're a regular listener of the show, you know I'm always talking about gratitude. Highly resilient people focus on what they have rather than what they lack. They express thankfulness for blessings, both big and small, even amid trials. The truth is, folks, gratitude shifts our perspective and reminds us of God's faithfulness, and He is so faithful to us. In my own life, and this is personal experience, I found that keeping a gratitude journal is a powerful tool. Each day, I write down three things I'm thankful for. On those tough days, those entries serve as a reminder of God's presence and His ever-present provision. And as I've made gratitude a habit, I've noticed a transformation in my outlook and my ability to handle stress. I can go back to that journal and say, look, here's where I was a month ago. Here's where I was a week ago. Maybe it was a day ago. And I can look at all the things that I am thankful for. The third habit is building a strong support network. Again, if you listen to this show, I talk about this all the time. You've got to have a strong support network. Resilient people surround themselves with encouraging, wise individuals who will support them through ups and downs. Resilient people aren't afraid to ask for help or advice when needed. They're not that guy driving to try to find somewhere and won't pull over and ask for directions. Resilient people surround themselves with encouraging, wise individuals. They're not afraid to ask for help when they're needed. In your financial journey, this might look like finding an accountability partner. That person can help you stay on track with your budget or seeking guidance from a trusted financial advisor. Maybe it's listening to this program or other programs about your finances. It also means plugging into a supportive church community and leaning on the wisdom and prayers of fellow believers. That's why when the Bible talks about getting together with others, because you need that support network. You need people who will understand you and work with you to help you along. The fourth habit is focusing on what they can control. Boy, I've learned this lesson the hard way. Highly resilient people don't waste energy worrying about things beyond their influence. Or you could say it better, things that are beyond their control. Instead, they direct their efforts towards what they can change. In the realm of personal finance, this means focusing on your own spending habits, on your savings goals, and debt repayment rather than stressing over market fluctuations or the economy at large. Get your personal financial house in order. You can't stress about what you can't control. It's about being proactive in areas you can control and then giving it the rest to God, trusting God with the rest of it. The fifth habit is maintaining perspective. I can learn this lesson again today. Resilient individuals keep challenges in perspective. This is so critical. Remembering that setbacks are temporary and they can't define them. They hold on to hope and trust in God's plan, even when the path ahead is unclear. How many of us have been there? Yes, I'm talking to you right now. How many times have you been overwhelmed by a situation and you just let it run rampant in your mind? But resilient individuals keep challenges in perspective, remembering that setbacks are temporary and they don't define them. They hold on to that hope. They trust in God's plan, even when it's storming outside, even when the clouds are bringing rain like crazy. When financial obstacles arrive, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. It's easy to lose sight of the big picture. But by maintaining an internal perspective, rooted in our identity as children of God, we can find peace and we can find purpose, even in the midst of deep difficulty. So the next logical question is, how can you start cultivating these habits of resilience in your own life? If I just laid all those things on you, didn't give you some things that you can do, that what would be the benefit? So here are some actionable steps to get started. Number one, reframe challenges as opportunities. When faced with a financial setback, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I grow? Write down your reflections and use them to create a plan for moving forward. Number two, start a daily gratitude practice. Set aside time each day to write down three things you're thankful for. Make it a habit to express gratitude to God and others regularly. Number three, build your support network. Identify those individuals in your life who can offer you wisdom, encouragement, and accountability in your financial journey. Maybe you consider joining a small group at your church or seeking out a financial mentor. Number four, focus on what you can control. Make a list of your financial goals and identify the steps you can take to achieve them. What gets measured gets done. Concentrate your energy on your own actions and decisions rather than worrying about external factors. We are in a tough time economically. Most of those things we can't control, but we can control what goes on in our own house, in our own budget, and with our own finances. And number five, and this one I can't stress enough, Keep an eternal perspective. When financial challenges arise, remind yourself of God's faithfulness and the temporary nature of earthly trials. Meditate on scriptures that bring hope and peace, such as Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, or Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. I know we've covered a lot. But before we wrap up, I want to remind our listeners to visit our podcast page. You do that at askroutpodcast.com. There you can leave a review, share your thoughts, or even send a message with questions for future episodes. While you're there, make sure you join our email list so we can send you our daily email with what's going on with the show. You can also schedule a consultation with me if you want me to be your financial mentor, or maybe you've got some financial issues you need help with. You can schedule it right there on the site. If you know someone who would benefit from our discussion, please share the episode and the Ask Ralph show with them in general. If you will tell just one person about the show, we'll double our listeners and we'll be able to reach more people with a very positive message about mastering their finances from a Christian perspective. Listen, just yesterday, I got a message from a listener. She's also a friend of mine and she's a client of mine who said, Ralph, I felt like you were speaking directly to me. I love getting messages like that. If I'm making an impact, do me a favor, leave a review, send me a message. Listen, folks, this is my mission field. This is what I intend to do. I am being intentional in trying to help people. So let's do a bit of a recap. Today, we've explored the five habits of highly resilient people, cultivating a growth mindset, practicing gratitude, building a strong support network, focusing on what they can control, and maintaining perspective. That is a key part to that. By implementing these habits in your own life, you can not only weather financial storms, but also deepen your faith and your trust in God. Remember this, becoming resilient is a journey. It's not a destination. It's about progress. It's not about perfection. As you take small steps each day to build these habits, you'll find yourself better equipped to handle whatever challenges come your way. You're not alone on the journey. Well, thank you for joining me today. As always, stay financially savvy, keep growing in resilience, and may God bless you abundantly. Until next time, this is Ralph Estep Jr. signing off.
Thank you for joining us on the Ask Ralph podcast. And with a simple click to subscribe, we'll invite you back to our next episode. And remember, financial issues don't have to be complicated. Just ask Ralph. The information contained in this episode of Ask Ralph is based on data available as of the date of its release. Saggio Accounting Plus and Ask Ralph Media, Inc. is under no obligation to update this content if changes occur. Applying this information to your specific situation requires careful consideration of all facts and circumstances, and any information provided is not to be considered as financial, tax, or legal advice. Please consult your tax advisor or attorney before acting on any material covered.